The sugya in Kafei Zion. So we just speak a little couple about doctors, and then we'll finish up the last couple of them. So we saw how sugya we have been gave, and the medicine doctors, the stomach sugya of Dachal, when they gave refu. In general, this says rapi rapi, and kind of interesting thing was just rapi list rapis. Mara says that so it's rapi rapi that this provision for the doctor to go ahead and do refu. Do you need a heter to go to the doctor? Why do you need a heter to go to the doctor? So some said of that is you might think. That being that, Akash Baruch Hu made you sick. So Akash Baruch Hu made you sick, so what are you going ahead and going to the doctor? Going connected the Ratzon of the Boire. Therefore, you might think it's us to go to the doctor. It's Kamash Shalom, it's Mutter to go to the doctor. In terms of the Ashkafun going to the doctor, as you do with the Ramban, which says Pasuk Chesai, Aimli, the Maimon. A Maimon doesn't go to the doctor. A Maimon. A person who has a maimon just goes and finds out what he's doing wrong, and he goes ahead and does tshuva, and no reason for a maimon to go to the doctor. And he does a tshuva. The doctor says, in Yom Kippur, you have a chiv to eat. And if a guy wants to be machver, not listen to the doctors and go ahead and fast. Is he allowed to have emunah b'tochen and not fast? And emunah b'tochen to go ahead and fast, can they get the doctors? I mean, he's just also the Ramban that says, we don't have to trust on doctors. It's mutter. To go to the doctor, or not a chiyuv to go to the doctor, and if he says on one hand you'd have a right to the machmer, the Bach on the other hand brings down that you have the mic. The Bach on the other hand brings down that one has not just rishus to go to the doctor; he's supposed to go to the doctor and say proper shtalas. Chavis Lvovsky do it says that going to the doctor is the proper shtalas. I'll come on the maskan avi nezer. That's mutter to be machmer if you want. Want to be machmer? You're not a chiyuv. Want to be like Ramban? No. And not listen. The Kabbalah already been given Ramban, which says that the Ramban's lesson that a doctor has no mukim in the mukim of a maimon already revives the truth. And Shemazam says similar nusach. The nusach of Ramban is that he writes that what should you do? You have a problem. Go to the navi, find out what you're doing wrong. Do tshuva, and they'll take care of all your issues. So. He says nowadays that we don't have an Navi, he says that that's not really so much of a solution. Therefore, he wants them Shana and Ban as a Ban. Only when they're Navi, so he used to go to the Navi to find out what they do. Nowadays, that there is no Navua, therefore, he says, therefore, you should not be Samech on that, and therefore, one would have a Chiv to go to the doctor. The Chav is all of his rights. It's the Dinish Talis for one to go ahead and to go to the doctor. Chaznish in the letter in Aleph, I think, of Amivav, he writes that. Without the Ramban, without anybody, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu was something in the Bria, it's meant to be used. And if a Kodesh Baruch Hu made medical advancement, therefore it's meant to be used, and therefore a Kodesh Baruch Hu made doctors and made all these things, therefore it's meant to be used. On the other hand, too much hashtadlis is not the proper thing. You have to remember that it's just hashtadlis, and therefore the proper hashkaf is to go to the doctor, but realize that the doctor is just a shliach, it's just hashtadlis, and about the go with the bitachon that the doctors are shliach mei b'nisham to do it, and that's the proper oifen. What? Mei second opinion, you should always get a second opinion when you go to a doctor, because a medical pain, whether we're talking about physical, physical, or we're talking about emotional, both of them are a lot based on hashara. It's not 2 + 2 = 4. It's a lot based on. It's not computer science. It's a lot totally in Shikala Das. Every single doctor will tell you this. I was just recently by a conference. One of the big psychiatrists. He goes, I want to tell you a big secret. Psychiatry stinks. I'm just telling you the truth. It's guesswork. That's what it is. Why am I better than other people? I've seen 1,000 clinics, so I have more trial and error and guess. But it's all Ashara. And in that class, everything you should get. So I just had a young man came to me. He has to have a surgery. Whatever. Somebody has a certain surgery. 24,000 shekel. And wanted some money from the Kupat Staka. So I just told him that, but we'll help you out. But first, got a second opinion. He got a second opinion. The second opinion said, you don't need it. Went the third opinion. I also said, you don't need it. The doctor's a great, great doctor. Person who we went to is, Yerush Shemayim, excellent, excellent doctor. But it's telling an Ashara, and you always, no matter what you do, you should always have to get it. If it's whether you should take a strep, we have a strep throat, it's just not a big deal. Anything which has any ramifications, any decision, you should always bane in whether you're dealing with emotional, bane, you're dealing with
physical, something which there is ramifications to it, it's always very strongly recommended for one to go ahead and get a second opinion. But most of the tshuva, somebody was wanted to become a doctor. So it says, the mitzvah to become a doctor is mitzvah to be, and pekuch nefesh is doiches hakol, and therefore maybe she mutter to become a doctor, even though he's a kohen b'mitam l'meisim. Maybe she mutter for him to go ahead and become a doctor. So Moshe writes in tshuva that, you know, it's pasha, there is a shortage of doctors, especially nowadays, once the thing came out, Obamacare, they don't make money being a doctor, so it's a massive shortage of doctors. But as pasha, the more doctors there will be, then the more lives will be saved. But Moshe says that there's no mitzvah to be a doctor, because there's no mitzvah to, if I know how to heal somebody, then there's a mitzvah to go be matzah somebody. If somebody is sick, there's a mitzvah to go be matzah him. But there's no chiv or mitzvah b'chal to learn to be a doctor. There's a mitzvah of asam adam recha. Somebody's sick, go ahead, have to go ahead and save him. But there's no mitzvah beforehand to become a doctor and to be a doctor. I'd rather if somebody is learning about being a doctor, is probably the best thing to do, right? That's helping people and saving lives, and that's definitely a great thing to do. You have to know the shikul of going to a lot of years of medical school, but besides, you know, it's a great thing to do. But what? So it's not chel shabbos, but derech klal, depending what you're doing. Right. And there's anything that's nevis be aside. Okay, nechnami. A lot of you have machal shabbos for pikuach nevis. What gets complicated is what about for goyim? So that's for goyim. Now be machal shabbos 3 months old. A goy. Already, Mishnah brings down that mishum eva you have to do a darbanan. Therefore, as the darbanan, you can do mishum eva. If you tell the guy, like, dude, I can't take care of you, it's not going to be good. So Mishnah says to go ahead and you're allowed to do a darbanan. Ramosh and Shiva writes that maybe that was good in Mishnah Brewer's days, but nowadays, if you don't save a goy and you say it's Shabbos, then that'll be pikuach nefesh for everybody. And the eva would be an eva for on a second nefeshtika level. And therefore, he says you can even do deraisas nowadays. You do deraisas nowadays, and that was before the internet age. And therefore, about that, we are Mishnah eva, where Michal Shabbos to go ahead and be matzah.
That's
only what's
evil. That's what
the guy doesn't know that you know. I'm not going to do this. It's not a matzah of Michal Shabbos. You're doing it or whatever. That was an interesting shayla. A doctor who, like, one of the things off the top, I'll go back to us again. But, Benigera, a doctor who. What did I say? Rabbi Yashiv is a true, so let's say your doctor is very big Christ to be a doctor.
What?
It's a bigger Christ to be a doctor. So now you're a doctor, so you get a phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning. You always have to, somebody needs to help, you're always going to have to go. Yashi writes, yeah, unless somebody else is going to do it. You know, if it's Avshar Deyachirim, then it's, you know, being a doctor could be almost as, you know, like being a rough, you know, that type of thing. So if it's Avshar Deyachirim, yeah. If it's not Avshar Deyachirim, then Avada Woman Mukhuyev to turn his life, you know, every situation, you know, no vacations, Pukh Nefesh, and you have to go ahead and go be matzah to somebody. It's not a shame if a doctor messes up. Are you allowed to sue him or not? So it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Shulchan Aruch that a doctor who messes up, midini odom is potter, if he's a mumcha, but midini shemayim is going to be chayev. And maker then he's not going to be chayev because he's been always sick to be matzah to somebody. And therefore, midini odom, he is potter, he's not chayev midini shemayim. Well, the mitzvah with noigim bezman is anyone whether he can sue a doctor is being that that's the rules of the road. Like the same thing with the car accident, you know, even though maybe api alocha, you don't write to be mitzi mamon, somebody who gets a car accident to sue him or something like that, but being that that's the tanai of the road, or that's the tanai of being a doctor, so that's tachi, so therefore enech nami maybe would be mutter to go ahead and sue a doctor. So many guys say many of them one is the doctors, so in our segula the shayla in sif chas whether doctors are nama not nama. They basically said the shayla is that something which the some surface says that, like we said before, bedek has hashara. So therefore, the doctor's hashara, even if we find many sukkahs, we are samech on the doctors, but it just makes it a suffix. It's hashara. It's not clear. They want to need a chabez, brings down. They want to show if it was tame or tar, is needed, not needed. They said they asked the doctor says, not that needed. They put it into the thing. If it's the muach, it's tame, it's not muach tar. It's the muach or not. So, the shayla is that the doctor just makes it into a suffix. Therefore, you want to know, Shabbos, semach on Shabbos for to make it a safek ruach nefesh, you go have b'mechal Shabbos. You want to know b'negeya Yom Kippur safek takzazi safek to do it, but to go ahead to make it understand amanus when there's a chazak yisrael, love dafi going to be numb, and that's really the sort of shayla over here. Then our sif, do you say I'm mutter be semach on the refuah or not? Do you say on one hand it's only the Rabbanan over here, it's only a vest Rabbanan, therefore maybe we could be semach on it, or you say no, maybe we can't be semach on it because. On a second. That's what Mechava says. You want to do it afterwards. Yes, we're stopping you, Semach HaDaker. Afterwards, some amount of Yisrael, goy only if it's Muchsik. You said it that way because it's all Hasharas. I mean, it's all Hasharas. So, Dav Dafkuk is Semach HaDaker to go connect with someone which is Chazak Yisrael. That's how Yas is saying it's only the Dindor, but I'm over here. Now, I'm the Gea, but Dekasis and things like that. So, basically, it's like we said before, the whole thing is a Hashara, something which is fact. 1 + 1 = 2. They can see it. So then, and Echonami, that's not Hashara. That's something which one could see. If it's something which one could see, so then that's not going to be Hashara, and therefore you're going to be Naman. So Obedeket is not saying, I think, or maybe, I see. Nowadays, you know, medical is very different nowadays than it used to be in the olden days. Olden days, it was just trial and error, right? It took some herbs, a little grass, and some whatever, and if it worked, it worked. And then if it didn't work, so they moved on to something else. So everything was just like a lot of trial and error. They have internal examinations. They know so much about the body in the medieval ages. Nowadays that we're able to go into the body and see the body, it's much more advanced, and they know things. They know much more, and they're able to see. They would see much more. So anyhow, anything which is a metzius and which they see, so then that's not Hashara, that's going to be Bavadai. The Shah is going to be, who are we going to believe and who are we not going to believe? So if it's a nice Shomer Torah mitzvah, then you could go ahead and believe that person. The question is, when it's not Shomer Torah mitzvah, are you able to go ahead and believe that person? So first thing is that whenever you're being samech on a doctor, number one is, you should ask them to give it to you in writing. Whatever they're saying. They're saying like, whatever. Because things in writing, I mean, if it's something in writing, it has, Papa has no, the right word for it? Teeth to it, I don't know, whatever. And Mashenka, if something's in writing, then we've had many stories like, I see a maka. Okay, can you write it? And then they write, it appears to me maybe there was a maka. You know, things like that. Like, whatever. You know, unless it's something is in Bapeh, they know what to say, right? You know, right? They have it worked out, right? By Lady Delsa, they have it worked out, right? When they have to induce, they know what they could say, yeah. But, if it's something which doesn't have any, if you don't have something in writing, so there's not so much kirk to it. If it is something, can you please give it to me in writing? I need to show it to my rabbi. If he's willing to write it, it shows much more validity that he's standing behind it. Mashenkin, if he's not willing to write it, there's a reason. It means that it's just hashar. So you always should make sure to ask for things in writing. So if the person is an Adam Shomer Torah Mitzvah, then, and he's willing to give it to you in writing, then we're going to have an amanus. And you could believe the person to say, that you can lead a person to say that there's something there. Hey, person's not from, so Goy Batsim has none of the money, so we see it, that's Mukhsik to Rafua. And Goy B said, we're not of any new money. There are some which one we make maybe yet, that some, there are two ways maybe. One is most of the Gluy Lemishakra Inchi, something which you can be Mavara and be Magala, so maybe as a cloud person doesn't lie. So the guy is willing to give it to you in writing. And something which technically maybe could be checked out, so it could be maybe we, you know, there's malkim to say it's totally in that sugya, that something which is a really luguya, a person is not going to be mishaker, and being that's a really luguya, is not going to be mishaker. So therefore, maybe we could say that in that situation that you could be miming him and say that it's whatever. But definitely the pashas of devil has to be from writing down and reminding him, not from goy. They say it's a maka. It's hard. You know, it's hard to go ahead and be semach on that. The pashas is you have to have a. And most of the tshuva, where he writes, like, the doctor said beforehand is going to be a makkah in a couple of days from now, and then there was blood, so he predicted it beforehand. And he said beforehand is going to be blood, so then that's, like, pretty nicker that he's right, and that's what he's doing. And therefore, you're able to go ahead and be semach on it.
What did the doctor
mean? What?
What is from
me? Shamatar like. Exactly, like. You have to make sure that they're not saying it based on Hashara. It's always the thing to make sure. Do you see a maka or it looks like a maka?
Not a maila for them.
There is a matter for them because it's, unless they did a procedure, right? So Moshe writes in Shuvah, yeah, it's not a matter for them. If they're in Mak, it's bad. And therefore, maybe you can believe them, even a good Messiah. He has nothing gained from it. But now it is Mak, because they know the sicker better than you. Not better than you. I'm saying you guys know now. No, well, but they know the sicker better than the patient. So they know what to say. They know. They want to help you be mutter, right? Then so they know. Oh yeah, yeish makapol atalo atalom bedavim at the peseda. You know, and therefore yeish makapol. Them say they scratch. I see. Yeah, and yeish makapol. Oh, okay. You know that. And no, they, you know they know. They know. So I mentioned before. Does the doctor have to tell you? Yes, the doctor sees Dom coming out. If he's a from you, otherwise he has to go out and tell you. Here's a shayla, let's say, if it's not a from yid or a goy, what happens then? A goy says, oh, you're bleeding. What's going to be the halacha? Loberer, you know, do you say a goy has no namanas? So you say, maybe masiach levitumah. A goy has namanas. We find a goy has namanas, you know, kape masiach levitumah. Someone says, a goy doesn't have any namanas. And, well, there's no colors, you know, does he know colors? You're bleeding. What's coming out? Maybe it's fashot, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. You know, it doesn't know colors. Others say that, you know, but if a guy, you know, if a guy says he sees them, then one is going to have to be machmer. Okay, back to more of our sugya over here. So we have a sugya. We have two chalakim in the sugya over here. There's one chalak in the sugya of if you see a vest. Sorry, you see machmer's dam, very machmer's tashmis. The person sees three times. So then the halach is you're going to be asa labayla. You have to get divorced and you're going to have to get divorced. Mechaber brings down that Rav Machas Tash is also Ashesa, that if you see three times, as if Yid Beis, it's also to go ahead and be Masha her, and the luck is that it's going to be also. It's also to go ahead and to be Masha. What's the reason why? The reason is because being that she's also Labayla, so therefore we're Cheshish that down from the base mayor, Isha who can't go to the mikvah. Is she like a Rabbi Machastash was leaning there? Shabbatah Kayv Litzia Machas Issa Shem Ravila. I do my Rabbi Machastash Shan, it's a killer, you beat in Shayavila. She tar. Hesuva has a suffix that a lady who is not able to go to the mikvah, we're also going to be Chishish. And say that it's Aser, or do you say the Pshat is that only by Machas Tashmis is more cow over there with Cheshis, Mashen Kain Stam, we're not going to be Cheshis, but Tzarek Yung doesn't give a Pshat. So, according to Rav Machas Tashmis, Aser Lashel L'Hashayso, unless you want to have a day Shlish, and Leich Etzle El Be'edim, it's Leich Etzle Be'edim. That Ketshuva brings down that the Maisa, this lady is Aser, so a couple of things. Number one, we won't let her go to the mikveh, just like a penuri, we won't go to the mikveh. We're not going to let her go to the mikveh and say, oh, it's hachakis. Maybe because she go to the mikveh hachakis, maybe she'll be tar. And always be somebody there. So the Dagi Shiva says, no, just like a penuri, we won't go to the mikveh. So to here, we're not going to let her go up, go to the mikveh. Void! What? A penuri is not really good, she's really hachakis. I understand. But we won't let penuri go to the mikveh when it's, we're not going to let her go. Void! The that's when we say that when she's a nida, she'll have to put on makeup. Well, what do we say? Yeah. Why do I put on makeup? Because she too, or she's kind of about it. It says we're not really trying to encourage any physical attraction over here, and therefore he says it'd be also for it to be makashit. Rabbi Asher says that in Asher Ish that are you allowed to look at her? Makamis galuyim, be nana from her. So why are we makeup? Which is make also, that's pas basala and things like that. Therefore, Yashu says you're not be able to mistakel or kedera. So Yashu says that's not going to be us. So we could say if you see Machas Tashmis, post-person got divorced. Now the mechaber means that if you die, he's usually makas upsam shinach litvo. Also, if she can't go to the mikvah, you have to get divorced kedeshli vatan piruvu. In order that shouldn't be a bit of piruvu, you'd have to go ahead and get divorced in order that shouldn't be a bit to prove. So then he discusses that within a lady who has, he says that the if that he's talking about. There's a, he has a case where the lady says she can't go to the mikvah because it's like too cold or something like that. So he says there's certain ways how to warm up the mikvah without making mayim shuvim. He says there's a way to do it. He had another case over there that the water wasn't good for her. They wanted to put antibiotics into the water, that it wouldn't be a problem. So, yeah, it's it. You know, if there are ways of doing it that's not shuvim, and that, it doesn't change the shinim, it's not going to be a shinimara, then, you know, he said that it's okay to do it. And he said, you know, he had a mice like that, and that's what he did. What? Well, Isha has a maka, she can't go to mikvah. There's some cases that she can't go to mikvah, like too cold or asur fua, therefore. What? That what? That what? That. No. Well?
I don't like when Mr. Vicrona had in the recording that the medical studies say that disease does not pass through water.
Oh, because that was a lot of chlorine. It took them a while till they got that out. You know, at the beginning, everyone's afraid to go to the mikvah, right? Took a while till they, even by the, you know. But the main issue is that when you meet people at the mikvah. You get sometimes machas tashvis that people find, that people aren't careful, so they found, like, right after they wipe themselves, or if you do around the Zman Aves when she's singing, so. Or after later sometimes, but you know that does come up. So the mechaber brings down a rebus b'sula kam upon the rest of the machas tashmish. If you're boiled b'sula kam upon them, and you see machas tashmish, loyla machsing it down b'sula, where machas down b'sula, not shetam shepam machas for tira. Mechaber is very interesting. You always tell down b'sula until you see one time without seeing them. Okay, Tisha Shpamim, then we say it's Chazak Riyas Tam Achas Tashish. Now, according to the Mechaber, he's gone. So the person will bother by it, which just goes on forever, like, you know, 10 years down the line. Okay, there has to be some type of shear to it that eventually we're going to say, like, you know, there's no tzad, there's no anything. We're just saying, no, we're being toilet in the Makkah. There has to be some type of shear to this. And it doesn't make sense that it should go on to Lailam Vaid. So the Shulchan wants to say, the city dialogues, they want to say that maybe it's totally in a year, that you get up to a year. And that, yeah. Ramah says.
It's possible, yeah.
Ramah says, a few passages of Ramachas, and Nos Ain Letzah Klaub, Shas Tashmish, Harvey Cholonosh, and Leitin Medan Basulim. Ramah wants to say that it has to be Tsar. If it's not going to be Tsar, then we're not going to be told in the Basulim, and it's going to have to be Tsar. The Shach is on a Bach. Back to the Kapasa feeling, let's say, Kalabashash Tash to him in Damasulam, if there's no Tsar, we're telling Damasulam. Truth Mass Binyamin, Pasak, Gambi says, a group for Kassav, say from Mr. Alkal, Hayyidam Kukishay Damasulam, that we want there to be some type of Moichiach that's going to be Damasulam. So according to Machab, we're always going to be Torah, according to Ramah, this has to be Tsar. Even according to everyone, if you one time didn't have Dam, and now the second, third, or fourth time you have Dam, then the Maisi are going to be Osir. Because the mice we see that you didn't see, so therefore, now you go ahead, second, third, fourth time, then you're going to be awesome. The presence we got has to be that it was a real beer. If you had like a chatzi beer and it wasn't a beer shalim, so maybe the reason why we're going to be tailor and say that the reason why you didn't see the second time, it was machmas. The reason why he did the second time was he just didn't have a Gemar Bia, which is out of order. He didn't have a Gemar Bia, then Echanami, that would not be the halacha. Fine. Mechaber and Sif Yud Aleph discusses the concept of haflaga, that Isha. So this is like really, there's the whole simon there, the two separate chalakim to it. I'm sure they don't realize it. There's way down machas tashmish, which you're also the baila, you see three times. You're also the baila, second husband, third husband, b'tikas sheferis. That's one sugya of it. That, in order to be way down machas tashmish, it has to be miyad, samach, has to be right next to the zman of the bia. How long that was, or must it be an abaki, we sort of ensure him in the place where it's going to be. There's a whole separate sugya, it's advestis. That Isha, and you're seeing somehow related to the tashmish, that's going to make a vest. And now your vest is going to be tashmish, al tefillah, yom chodesh, and we're putting together those two things. The nafkamina is that
it's not a right
again, though. The nafkamina is that the sugya of machmas tashmish has to be that you saw right away, has to be miyad, in order to answer the baila. This sugya is a sugya, yishra machmas tashmish, lacher, and then you see afterwards, even if it's not right away, even if it's much later, then if we could somehow attribute it, put it together with the tashmish, then it's going to be also. The two brings on the chavis das. Even if you see much later on, as long as it's toichaino, even if it was muflik, it was much later on, then that's going to make a vest. Because we're not dealing with moitzim mibayro, we're talking about some type of formation of a vest, and that doesn't have to be mamash samach. That doesn't have to be mamash samach. And well, so I'll get to that. Sorry. You know, Pashas has to be, no, Pashas, the Mechavis has to be, it has to be the Oina. Even the Mechavis brings down the Sifir Alev, just Israel Machos Tashmish, and after Chashan Chazir Rasa Machos Tashmish, we tell us the Baila, you don't have to get divorced. We tell us why this means she's Mutter, Sholei Kavalah, you're on Kavik Yom Avestus, Vlaivit Dila, and you're Choshes Achat Pamachas, you have to be Choshes one time. You know, this lady, she saw during that Oina, then she saw a flog 6 months later. So you're going to have to be chushish for the chushish of Afaga. And if she sees every 6 months Machmas Tashmish in that, you know, so 6 months later it's going to be a vest and you have to ask her, you know, ask her Machmas Tashmish. So because the lady's one time Machmas Tashmish. So you have to, let's see, you're not going to have a flag in that case, you're going to have a Yom Chedesh. So next month you're going to have to be worried about that. You have to, Yom Chedesh, you have to worry about also Machmas. You do it 2 times in a row, 6 months. So then now, 6 months in a row, 6 months apart from each other, or 3 months apart, or 2 months apart, now we have our flagel. So you have a flagel 6 days, Machas Tashmish. And therefore, the next time, 60 days later, that's going to be your vest, and you're going to have to go ahead and be chayshish for it. How you oikur such a thing? Let's see, you saw first in the month, then 2 months later, so again. And so now we have a 6 day afloga of Machas Tashmish. How is one going to be Eikah then? Let's just start. Well, we're going 3 times is Kavua. 1 time is any Kavua. What? It can be done Be'isr. Let's say it can be done Be'isr. But hold on a second. So how are you going to be Eikah? So Chavis Das says the only way to be Eikah is if you had Tashmish and you went ahead and you did the wrong thing. You had Tashmish and nothing happened. Then you're able to go ahead and be Eikah because now I know that we don't have a vest going on over here. Mashenka, we don't have tashmish. Then, in Echanami, we do have a vest. Others are chilek, the guys and Tashlama, they're chilek, and they say, no, that this is a murkav of a flogo with tashmish. It's a murkav of two things. Once I took away one aspect of the murkav chilek of it, we're not going to ask you, and it's going to be mutter. The way the Baal Shulchan wants to say, Nusuf is Nebshad, because we want to ask you forever, what are we going to do? Like, you ask forever every time. We don't want to ask you forever. So being there, we don't want to ask you forever. Therefore, even if you didn't, without you passed it, and you oiker either the flaga, the day, the tefillah, whatever these things we're talking about, we don't want to ask you forever.
Really,
one itself's
not a hero.
What?
Really, it's more
of
one itself's not a hero.
You took away a chirik of it and it's like shkiach, therefore, one of the things is, you took away a chirik of it and it's like shkiach. We don't know. You saw one time with Tashmish. Now, are you starting a Merkav, or is it separate? So we took away the separate, therefore, like Shkiach, when you make it, or different, always going to have issues of being Usher. You're Usher every 60 days now. Now, this is a 6 day off log. Now, you're Usher every 6 days, that's your life, right? Every single time, we come out, right?
Why don't we say you're
only
6 days from last Tashmish? Meaning, last
Ramah. Oh, last Ramah, Nechamah. Over here, we have last Ramah. Therefore, the. Yeah, yes. Now, the lady who sees on the Lel Tefillah, Mechabes of Yud says, "Rei Damer Shash Tashmish." V'sibit Shash Tashmish, Tarat Shamas Pam Shniyak Shatar Miuches Shash Zchadazim. The lady sees Shash Tashmish. You're smitten to be when you tar, but you chush this one time. You achirasa, can rasa pam achasa pamayim, but Lel Tefillasa. You get Lel Tefillah Cheres. You're gonna have to be machmer. And the shad is, what the gather of this, when you see Dam Machas Tashmish, so on the Lord Tefillah, what's going to be the halacha? So first, His Aruch Shulchan brings down that there's some type of like gid who gets loose like the water and causes her to see Makas Tefillah, some type of like something which causes a lady to see. Which, I don't know, if he's unless he should go swimming, will be like that. But, is this in Rosh Hashanah that we're going to be mocking with such a thing? That lady goes swimming and sees Dam. We're going to say it's and some type of combination like that. Well, yeah, if you do that, you have Tashmish. But later, I'll go back. But it seems to be some other concept there that some Shaykh is the Tashmish and the Tefillah, maybe it's the Chimud. The combination of two together are going to be considered a best. So if she sees on the one time on Shas Tashmis, you have to be Cheshish Chodizimna. You see one time on the Tefillah, when you get the next Tefillah, you're going to have to be Cheshish. Now here we have the same problem again. She saw one time on the Tefillah. How are you going to be accurate? How are you getting rid of that? I saw on the Tefillah, first time. So now we saw 7 hours later, right? How are we going to get rid of that? How are we going to get rid of that? The Chavis Das says, the only way you're going to get rid of that is being Oyv Rav Shimsha. If you're not Oyv Rav Shimsha, then you can't get rid of it. And as according to the Chavis Das, it'll come out that you can never ever get rid of it unless you're Oyv Rav Shimsha. It'll come out. It should be Aser on a low tefillah, low Eilam Vod. Others say that no, like we said before, that it's a Merkav, and once you get rid of one Chedek of it, or they weren't Cheshish, or Shleita, or Rabbi Shulchan would say it's not Aser forever, and therefore, it's not going to last. Now, let's say the lady goes to the Mekkah, she didn't have Tashmish. What about the second night? Is there such a chashash also that the mikvah with the Tashmish of yesterday, that something could go in and cause her. The mikvah with the Tashmish of a day later, that's something which causes you to see. Well, let's say 3 days later, 4 days later. So the Chavis Das says, 3 days later, definitely not. If it's Chavis Das. If it's 3 days later, definitely not. If it's the day after, he says, yeah, it could be that the mikvah of Esmo caused somebody to see, and that could be a problem. So 1 day, yeah, if it's going to be 2 days, it's not going to be. Let's say she had Tashmish on the night of the mikvah, and the Shaila is Menegea, she saw it down the next day. Do we say like Kvitsa? We saw almost like Kvitsa, the Esmo is going to be Gurim. So do we say we have Tashmish, the Esmo is going to be Gurim? Or you say if it's going to be Makas Tashmish, then we say that has to happen right away. So it's Mechelik, the Chavis Das Mechelik on Mun HaShmol, the Mechelik doesn't say that, the Chavis Das Mechelik says that, no, we don't say that. Unless it's going to be that time, we're not going to be Chashish. This is what's happening over here. We're saying Musa Gavir, the Abishas Tashmish, with the Mikveh, it can make Isser. We say that if it's that night, you go to Mikveh, it's going to Isser. We didn't, the Chavis Das says, if you wait a day after Tashmish, that's also going to be. If you wait 2 days, then it's not going to be considered, not going to be Shash HaVest. Tashmish Das, I was saying, Mechelik is in the Chavis Das, and the Mun HaShmol. Now to be oikirit is just stami. So just take I must leave. I'm just finish up quickly. In terms of being oikirit, so the Ramah brings down kol malkim shesicha b'dika av v'shimsha v'leirasa mitoyah z'tashu zeh shorosu v'adav v'dika sheferis. That if you oikir the whenever you need a b'dika, if you av v'shimsha, it's been mutter because the tashish is better than b'dika sheferis. The mashmaris are more than one time would be enough to be oikirit. It's like b'dika sheferis is going to be okay. The shach brings down from the Ape Ravi, Dafka Ove Shem Shegimbo Pomem, has to be 3 times. My shanking, 1 time would not be enough. It's like the Shach, and it's like the Vav, the Brum, the time, the Tashmish, the Rasa, all of Mitika Shafar, should be better. Because the Mechokis is, Tashmish 1 time enough, or you need Tashmish 3 times enough. Why shouldn't 1 time be good enough? So the Rav wants to say that maybe it's worse than Mitika Shafar, because here you have a Sfarav, Shech Hazara covering it. Being as far as the Shech Zera covering it, so maybe we lost it over here. That's what we did with Shefaris. You got to go. Here you're going to need 3 because maybe the Shech Zera covered it. Another Svara is Kivega brings down that maybe the Sedadov is that the Bizam the Yehuda that the Api Rabbi was like the Torah, that this is like the Vesa Kvitsis. Vesa Kvitsis needs 3 times to be accurate. Therefore, 1 time won't be enough. Or as Tashmish is like a Vesa Guf, the Chilashim. It's like a Vesta Guf of Achil Hashem, being that it's a Vesta Guf of Achil Hashem, so then the halacha is that you're going to need 3 times to go ahead and be accurate. Ramah is a discussion in terms of 3 times, singing after Leda, that there's a mitzvah that lay after lay, it could be more weak, and inside the chulsha of lay there could go ahead and cause a lady to go ahead and see. So in those three cases, the way the Shach learns the cases is that if a lady sees this three times after one lady, so what's the luck right now? You're right down after Tashmish, and technically we also. Or you see three times after three ladies. If you go ahead and have Tashmish Hatter in between, so it's like the Shach, being that you have Tashmish Hatter in between, you go ahead and be Toilo, those Machmas, the Chosha of the lady, and therefore it's going to be Mutter. So the first two cases of Ramah is I saw either three times after one lady, or I saw three times three after one lady. And afterwards, you have Tashmish Hatter in between. So if you have Tashmish Hatter in between, we see that Hakus only happened by Leida, not by Leida. I mean, it's only Gafka Leida. Not when it's not, it's not Leida. Therefore, it's going to be Toilet in the Leida, and therefore, it's going to be Mutter. And it's like the Shach, even if I see three times after the fourth Leida, I can be Mekel. And I could be Toilet and say that it's Machmas, the Chalishas of the Leida, being that there's a Bias Hatter in between. Mashenkin, if you didn't have Bias Hatter in between, or you asked this beforehand, can you have Tashmish? Should we have to Leida three times? Yes, sir. You can't go ahead and you can't have Tashmish. You saw three times. Therefore, that's the third case of the Ramah. Third case is the resting upon Mitzufan Achaleida. We're not going to turn the Leida. I'm going to go ahead and ask you. In other words, if you do three times, you ask her. Can you go ahead and have Tashmish? No. If she's Oivan, she had Tashmish. She had Bias Hatter in between. Or maybe Kivega has a case of Bias Hatter in between that she did three times in one night. But if you had a case of Bias Hatter in between, then that's going to be Oikirit. And when we tell her the fourth time, even though we saw three times, when we tell her that in the later, the Taz doesn't hold that. He said, if you're muxik three times that you're seeing, and the fourth time you see three times, we're not going to tell her in the later. That which we tell her in the later is, I see 1111, then we're going to go ahead and say that it's not a chazokah, and we see other times not, because it's makhus the later. And the lady who's muxik, the lady who's muxik and sees three times after the fourth later, we're not going to go ahead and be Mekel, and it's going to be Aser. Okay.